Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
If your adult child is at home, should they be paying rent? Well, it can be a contentious issue between parents and their children. Is there ever a right answer? Well, for more on this, we're joined by Owen McGee, personal finance expert. And it is a tough question, Owen, isn't it?
It is a tough question. And usually, Claire, when I come into you and you ask me these questions, these kind of divisive questions, I kind of become a politician and I sit in the fence and I don't give you a direct answer. But absolutely, they should be paying rent. Like, no question. And now we have to be careful. Come back to the word rent in a second, right? Mm-hmm. But they should be paying their way in the household. Like, once, the only thing that's up for discussion, in my opinion, is when they start and how much they pay. Mm-hmm. They're the two things for me that I kind of go, okay, there's a bit of negotiation or discussion to be had and a decision process to go through for that. But of course they should be paying their way.
No, okay, right. That's fine. That's your bottom line. But what happens if they are there to save money for a deposit on a house?
Yep.
And you're making that task, which is really difficult, harder for them because you're insisting on rent.
Okay, let me just address the rent thing, right? If the tax band's listening, rent isn't really the right word to use, okay? It's probably contribution to the upkeep or pay the bills. Because,
okay,
do you know what? It actually says in the legislation, there's a rent-a-room scheme that's out there where you could rent out a room in your house to a stranger and up to 14,000 tax-free, right? And people use that, and it's actually one of the really useful tools we have. But it specifically says in the legislation for that you can't use rent a room for your child.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so it's
fair
contribution
enough
to bills, it's paying for the groceries once a week or whatever it is, right? So just be careful about that. But to come back to your question, they're trying to buy a house, they're trying to get on the property ladder themselves, and you're hindering them, okay?
Yes.
I totally get that. But what I will say is there are certain households that need the money coming in, right? Mm-hmm. So that's without question. If the household needs to come together financially for the household to function, so be it. That's the way it works. But if it's a household that doesn't, like if you're the parents and you don't actually need the money and you're just taking it off them because you feel it's a good life lesson or to teach them independence, now you've got another question to ask yourself. What I would say, and one of the things I've seen that's lovely, that's really worked really well, has been that people have taken the money off the child, the adult child in this case, they've put it to one side, ideally for the tax man in the child's name, right? But they put it to one side, and then when they go to buy the house, they hand it all back to them.
Right.
As a gift. Now, and that's a real luxury to have.
As a surprise gift.
As a surprise, here's all your money back, right? And it's their money getting it back. Please, if you're doing this, get some tax advice because it is a bit of a nightmare in terms of what was it their money you're giving back? Was it a gift from the parents? Should it come out of inheritance tax? All these different things. But in essence, what I'm trying to say is do it the right way. Put the money, if you can afford to put the money aside and give it back to them. Mm-hmm. What, that's one way. And that's if maybe you don't trust your adult child that they're not going to spend the money themselves, right? So the cleaner way to do this would be to say, you know what, you were giving me X per month and you're now committed that you want to buy a house and you want to start saving and I want to support that. So what I'm going to do is I don't need the money, I can run the house without it. I want you to save and I want you to do it on a regular basis because it's much cleaner when they go to get their mortgage that you can see it. It's going in, it's a savings account in their own name. And one of the things they're looking for when they're trying to give you a mortgage is proof that you have the ability to repay the mortgage, and savings record is proof that you have an ability to repay. Where I say about the trust thing, do you trust them that they're actually going to do it? Are they just saying this? Are they going to be dipping into it all the time? Would it be better in your care that they would actually do the savings on a month-to-month basis? Or do you have to at some stage turn around and say, you know what, they have to fly themselves. They have to be able to look after themselves. And therefore, I'm going to let them save by themselves. And maybe you check in on it from time to time to see if it's still happening.
Yeah, make sure there's not, you know, too many concert tickets and new clothes coming into the house.
And you know, we all get hit with dynamic pricing from time to time. So we do have to dip into our savings. But this is one of the things that people often get caught up in is they're saving for a purpose. You save for that purpose, but you don't dip into that. You're supposed to save for the concert tickets separately to the mortgage deposit or the house deposit savings. They're two different things, and that's the way it should be controlled.
Okay, but going back to your bottom line on this, that they should make a contribution, you feel that that helps not only the child see that this is, the adult child see, this is real life, you have to pay for stuff, this is how the world works, but also as a parent, you see your child in a different light too, don't you?
You do, and you have to be careful about this, right? So, like, particularly if you leave it too late to introduce it. My opinion is, and this is my opinion, and I'm absolutely open open to be told I'm totally wrong, right? But my opinion on it is, as soon as they start earning outside of the home, they should be contributing to the house, okay? And I think that's a valuable life lesson. My dad always said to me, I'm here to teach you independence. I'm not here to mind you for the rest of your life. I'm here to teach you how you're going to live the rest of your life yourself. And I think that's a really valuable lesson. And they're my core values, I suppose. But if you don't start, if the adult child has been living at home rent-free and they've been in a job for years, and all of a sudden you turn around and say, I need you to start paying me a few quid, that's going to be a bone of contention, mm-hmm. first of all, because, oh, why? You're my parents. I've always lived here. What's the difference? But also, you have to be careful as a parent. Like, now you're saying, put your stuff in the dishwasher. But I'm paying you to do that, right? And don't underestimate it. Don't underestimate it. I'm telling you. I'm paying you to wash your eye. What's the point in me paying rent here if I have to do all these things for myself?
No. They're not getting away with that now.
I guarantee you there are people listening at home who might admit it to us, but they are definitely listening at home saying, yeah, that's something that's happened here, or it's been thrown back on. But also, it can be really valuable. Like, I do know of somebody who started to pay rent, opted themselves, say, look, I'm going to start throwing a few quid in here. And the dynamic changed completely in terms of, it was really positive experience for them, because all of a sudden, this person who was in their 20s was now seen as an adult for the first time. And it's just that relationship changed. It was, okay, hold on a second. They're actually standing on their own 2 feet. They've come to me and they've offered me the rent and or the contribution to the house. They've offered me the contribution to the house. And it does shift the dynamic in a very positive way as well.
So what level then do you set it at? Are there any rules around this?
Yeah, so one of the things, and we've to be mindful that this is still your child, and if you don't need the money, you don't want to completely rip them off, right? But one of the things that I would say about all financial commitments is the 35% rule. So the 35% rule says, and this is something that it's been used broad and wide, right? Mm-hmm. But basically, you should not have more than 35% of your take-home pay being used up on things like rent or mortgages or car loans or the combination of all of those financial commitments. Now, to put that in perspective, just to keep the math simple, if you're making €1,000 a month, that's €350 a month that you can afford to allocate towards these financial commitments.
Yes.
In places like Dublin and Cork and Limerick, and actually probably even broader now across the country, lots of people are spending more than 50% of their take-home pay.
Because they've got no choice.
Commitments. They've got no choice. And that is absolutely not sustainable, Claire. Because the problem with it is you might sustain it for a little while because you constrain your life, okay? But what happens after a while is you start going to the credit card a bit more, you start not clearing the overdraft at the end of the month, and it just starts to build. And it can be slow, but it will start to build over time. What I see on the opposite side is people who only have 10% of their take-home pay is being put towards financial commitments, whatever they are, mortgage or car loans or whatever else. And those people are the ones who start to get really ahead. Because the maths suggests it's about 25% leeway there to cover the expenses that just are thrown at them, or to save, or to put money into pension and everything else. So be mindful of that 35%. I'm not suggesting that parents turn around to their 17-year-old and say, you're making 100 quid a week and I want 35 of it. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying it's a good guide to see, right, where are they at? And
so don't go beyond the 35.
Don't go beyond the 35. It'd be incredibly unfair. Mm-hmm. It's interesting now, like if we scroll back kind of 15, 16 years ago, one of the things the banks would have been doing was, particularly with higher earners, 45, 50% for a mortgage. And we know what happened in 2008. Now the rules generally, in general, nobody's getting more than 35% of their take-home pay going towards a mortgage. Mm-hmm. And it's just the way the rules work out.
But it has to be at the right level, and it can't be too low either, because if you are a parent in that situation and you've asked for a very low contribution from your child and they're out having a great time, mm-hmm. and you're looking at them going, well, actually, you know what? You should really be throwing in a bit more into the pot here. Like you have to sort of mitigate against any resentment that might grow between the two.
Yeah, and particularly when they can afford it. And circumstances come up like, I've got a job, it's miles away, I don't have savings for a car, I need to get a car loan. Can we talk about this? Can we renegotiate? But you do have to be fair to both of you. You have to be fair to the adult child, and you have to be fair to yourself about what's the fair amount here. And I will reiterate, if you need the money, that's a different story. It's a different discussion. That's about a family coming together at a time that might be a particularly difficult time.
It depends what stage of life you're at. Like if you're a parent and you're still going out to work every day and you're paying a mortgage, then you need the 35% or whatever it might be from that adult child who's living in the house. There's no way around that.
And another way of looking at it, like you could get really detailed about this. If this is an adult child, you could jump online and figure out how much could I get for rent a room here? Like if I rent, if you weren't here and I got to rent a room here, here's our benchmark, and you can figure it out from that because that's one of the ways you can look at it. And I do think
we've had children all over the country cursing Owen McGee now.
Yeah, I'm gonna Owen McGee lost X amount of followers today on Instagram. That's what happened to Owen. But I think the point here is it's what works for everybody. It is about a mutual respect. It's about if there's needs versus I think it's the right thing. You have to measure all these things up and decide what works for your family.
Yeah,
that's important.
And the other side of it, Owen, which I know is not your area of speciality, but it's about the interpersonal relationships now, which, you know, prior to this housing crisis, people moved out when they got to a certain age. Now we have so many people who can't do that.
No, and the age of the first time buyer is going up and up and up. It's in its 30s now. It used to be in its 20s. Like it's getting so much more difficult for people to flee the nest and go out and go on their own. And one of the things you do have to be aware of is, you want to support them as parents and you do whatever you can. More than 50% of people will rely on the bank of mum and dad when they go to buy their house. So it might be a financial pressure on you right now that you're not charging them rent. But also there might be a financial pressure, or one in two of us are going to end up having to support their kids when it comes to helping them out to buy a house. And that's something that we really need to take into account.
Right.
One of the biggest mistakes we see, people come in to me and say, I've told them, new client, and they say, I've told my kids I'm going to give them X amount of money. And I go, you can't afford this. Be really careful.
Right. Well, look, it's good to have the lines of engagement set out very clearly from the start. Owen, thanks so much as always.
Thank you, Claire.
Owen McGee, personal finance expert there.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.